Hello and welcome to a special edition of In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott. Each and every year at the end of the year, I present a tribute to the late, great Gordon Bennett, who was host of At the Jazz Band Ball here at CHUO from 1988 to 2004. So this show is dedicated to Gordon, and it's going to be featuring nothing but traditional jazz. And we're going to start off with Paul Barberin and an excellent version of the Bourbon Street Parade.
Thank you.
Starting off this edition of In Transition, that was Paul Barbarin with the Bourbon Street Parade. Now, one thing you're going to hear a lot of in the show today is music from the Bennett Archives. And we're going to hear from Gordon himself talking and describing the artist that he featured on his show over the years. So we're going to start off with Red Nichols, and this is Manhattan Rag from the Bennett Archives.
And here it is, Manhattan Rag, played by none other than Red Nichols and his Five Pennies, with Matty Matlock on clarinet, Kingsley Wood on trombone, Dick Wilson on piano, Nick Fatool on drums, an all-star band, and Red Nichols on cornet. Manhattan Rag. Very fine white ragtime piano player from San Francisco. His name is Wally Rose. I've played his music before. He's going to play Hot House Rag, written by Joseph Pratt. The piano has a slight honky-tonk attachment, which is used with discretion here, and Wally Rose playing Hot House Rag. Thank you. Wally Rose playing Hot House Rag.
And that's just a sampling of some of the great snippets that I was able to cull from the Bennett archives many, many years ago. And we're going to hear more as the show progresses, but right now I'd like to feature some music from the great Pete Johnson. And this is from the Pete Johnson, Earl Hines, Teddy Bunn Blue Note Sessions, and a track called Holler Stomp.
Thank you.
That was music from the great Kid Ory and his version of a standard among traditional jazz, 12th Street Rag. And just before that, Pete Johnson with Earl Hines and Teddy Bunn with a great tune called Holler Stomp. I'm Randy McElligott, and you're listening to a special edition of In Transition as we remember Gordon Bennett. Every year, the last show of each year, I do a special honoring his memory and his contributions to CHUO. And we're going to continue now with more music from the Bennett Archives. This time we're going to listen to Lonnie Johnson.
Let's hear now the great blues singer Lonnie Johnson. Was a memorable occasion when Lonnie Johnson came to town. He also came to Ottawa. I saw him at the Belclair Hotel, sitting in a little corner table, miserable, with a little amplifier which must have cost everybody of $80. And nobody was asking him to play, and I sat down with him. And I said, "Are you the great Lonnie Johnson?" He said, "You wouldn't think so sitting in here." It's great. It's lovely to talk to him. He talked about the days when he was with the Louis Armstrong Hot 7 and recorded with them. Marvellous.
Proudly listener-supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Full-Time Groove guides you through the funkiest of funk, soul, afrobeat, reggae, hip-hop, jazz, house, and groovy grooves. The Full-Time Groove, Thursdays from 10 till midnight, rebroadcast Saturday nights from 2 a.m. till 4 a.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM.
And here's a tune that Humph, to some regret, got onto the hit parade. The regret he had, which he announced at a concert I was at of Humphrey Littleton not very long ago, in fact in November, he announced that he wished this thing had never become popular. because he's asked to play it everywhere. It's the old story. So here's Humphrey Lyttelton with his own little composition, The Bad Penny Blues.
One of the great purveyors of early jazz, especially in Britain, Humphrey Lyttelton with the Bad Penny Blues. And before that, we heard Lonnie Johnson with Come On Home, Pretty Mama. And both of those were taken from the Bennett Archives. We're going to listen now to Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, guitar and violin. This is from the Classic Columbia and OK Sessions. This song is from 1926, and it's called Black and Blue Bottom.
Thank you.
Here's a little tune to add to our harmonium collection. We remember, perhaps, we used the harmonium as an example with Bessie Smith. And there's a couple, I think it's an Akabilk with a harmonium on it, which I probably won't play. But here's another harmonium. And the tune is called Just a Stomp at Twilight. Add that to our harmonium collection. I think it was a gentleman called Frank Thomas on harmonium. The band was the Firehouse 5 plus 2, with Ward Kimball on trombone, Clark Mallory clarinet, Danny Elguire trumpet, and Monty Mountjoy Joy was the drummer, Harvey Goff was the banjo player. And I think the tuba was played by Mr. Ed Penner, recorded in the 1950s.
That was Gordon Bennett again from the Bennett Archives, and we heard a song from the Firehouse Five called Just a Stomp at Twilight. And before that, Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang from 1926 with Black and Blue Bottom. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and we're going to go back to the Bennett Archives now and listen to the music of Don Ewell.
Now we go for something very different, very low-key, a tune that most people didn't know, maybe have not heard. It was written in 1938, it was written by Mr. Morton, and it's called My Home is an Old in an Old Southern Town. Thank you. was Don Ewell on clarinet. I'm sorry, Don Ewell on piano, Donald Howard on clarinet, and the great venerable Pops Foster on string bass. And the tune was called My Home is an Old Southern Town, written by Mr. Morton in 1938.
Oh, hold it, George. When we get through the preliminary action from the piano, rather, we're skipping the piano into the clarinet.
Right.
You take that ending back to the top. Don't forget, after the trombone, he got a two-bar ending.
Two bars,
Bill. Then you go,
no, right out.
No, I stopped 2 bars from the end. And then he just takes two bars.
Yeah. And then the top.
CO50397, take 5.
Wrong number. Call back later. Here we go. Ready? 1, 2.
I just have to laugh. You got to love Eddie Condon. What a funny guy he was. But when he was in the studio, the whole band would get together and just loosely concoct an arrangement and then just go with it. But that could all have changed without notice. And that's what was the magic of Eddie Condon. And we just heard his version of the Riverboat Shuffle. And that's a CBS recording that was made many, many years ago. Before that, Don Yule with My Home is an Old Southern Town. And now we're going to go back to the Bennett Archives. And this, I know for a fact, this person that he's going to be featuring was a personal friend of his for many, many years.
Randy McKillicutt and I want to pay a small tribute to a radio program host on another station who for 5 days a week invites us to listen to my music. We speak of Bert Atkins. Randy and I pay our respects to him and with great pleasure in dedicating the next piece of music to him. It's Wild Bill Davidson on cornet, Stan Reitzman on piano, George Van Epps on guitar, Marty Cobb on bass, with a little thing that Bix Beiderbecke is notoriously noted for in 1927. A very beautiful tune. I think Bert will like this. So from Randy and I, singing the blues. Intense version of Singing the Blues for Bert Atkins. Carry on the good work.
Thank you.
I remember one time many, many years ago, Gordon telling me that Art Hodes actually gave him a piano lesson or two. One of the most respected musicians in traditional jazz was Art Hodes. And we just heard Art Hodes and his Chicagoans with Dr. Jazz. And before that, from the Bennett Archives, we heard Wild Bill Davison with Singin' the Blues. And that went out to Bert Atkins, who at the time was a radio host at CBC. He would have a show, I think it started at 5 o'clock in the morning, and the Loons were playing. And this goes back many, many years ago. So I remember that, doing that little tribute to the late Bert Atkins, and it was a pleasure. We're going to continue now with some music, again from the Bennett Archives. This is Louis Armstrong.
And now we go to the Louis Armstrong Orchestra, with none other than Sidney Bechet on clarinet, Claude Jones on trombone, Louis Russell piano, Bernard Addison guitar, Wilman Broad bass, Zetty Singleton drums, and we hear 219 Blues.
The 219 took my baby away. The 219 took my baby away. The 217 will bring her back someday. Take the T and P, and I'll take the L and N. Mama, I said you take the T and P, and I'll take the L and N. We got to be lucky, honey, to ever meet again.
Listen to Roger Bell's Onion Bender's Lament. But more importantly, the music is fantastic. Thank you.
title of the Onion Bender's Lament. And Patrick never quite recovered from that title.
Proudly listener-supported since 1991. This is CHUO 89.1 FM. Independent radio for Ottawa-Gatineau.
Black on Black, keeping you connected to your community every Saturday at 11 a.m. Black on Black is a public affairs program reflecting both a Canadian and Afrocentric perspective in our discussions and coverage of issues affecting Canada and the Black diaspora, highlighting a wide variety of people, music, and events. Join us every Saturday from 11 a.m. to noon for news, views, and fascinating guests. Black on Black, only on CHUO 89.1 FM.
That was music from Roger Bell, and before that, Louis Armstrong. Here's a musician that I know Stephanie absolutely loves. Stephanie Robinson, host of I've Heard That Song Before, and she features Sidney Bechet quite often on her show. Well, we're going to listen to something from Sidney Bechet. This is from a Blue Note recording that he made of Weary Blues.
Thank you.
First one is a tune written by Freddie Keppert called Messing Around. And this is a fast number.
Another musician that I know that Gordon Bennett was very close to over the years was Tony Parenti. And we're going to listen to a track from the Bennett Archives. And this one is called Crawfish Crawl. Gordon's going to reintroduce it, but let's get to the music.
And here's a little number written by Tony Parenti called Crawfish Crawl. And Ralph Sutton remains on piano, Tony Parenti clarinet, and on drums we have George Wetling. This was recorded in 1948.
Thank you.
That was music from the great Albert Ammons and Meadlux Lewis. Rather scratchy recording, but some of them were back then. Some of them didn't transfer well to shellac, and that's the result that you get. But that was a recording of the Sheik of Araby recorded for the Blue Note label, and before that, Tony Parente from the Bennett Archives. You're listening to In Transition. I'm Randy McElligott, and today we're featuring a tribute to Gordon Bennett, who for many years was the host of At the Jazz Band Ball, and another one of his favorite musicians was Bob Scobie. So we're going to listen to him right now doing a great version of The Crave.
And here is The Crave, Bob Scobie.
Thank you.
Another purveyor of traditional jazz for many, many years was Pee Wee Russell, and we just heard his version of Baby, Won't You Please Come Home, and before that, Bob Scobie with The Crave. We're going to listen out to some music from Butch Thompson, and I'll let Gordon Bennett do the rest.
Here's Butch Thompson, the well-known piano player and probably one of the best exponents of Morton. He's playing a tune which in playing because of its rarity. It's called Buddy Bolden's Tune. Doing a concert presented by Bob Green, who's on piano. Enny Carson is a trumpet player. Herbert Hall from New Orleans, Edmund Hall's brother, is on clarinet. And Elfrane Resnick is on trombone. Very good. Donny Barker is the guitarist, I was trying to remember. Milt Hutton on bass and Tommy Benford on drums. He's presenting a sort of biographical history of the life of General Morton. So let's return back to the concert in New York City in 1974.
The Mississippi was the great river that ran through Jelly's life. It began down on the Delta and then made a great crescent around New Orleans. And Jelly loved the river and its towns along the levee and the music on it. And Jelly wrote a tune about the river and he called it Steamboat Stomp.
That was music from Bob Green and his tribute to Jelly Roll Morton. And we just heard a track called Steamboat Stomp. And before that, Buddy Bolden's tune. Here's some more music from the Bennett Archives.
Radio Rava is Ottawa's first Persian radio show. Tune in to Rava every Sunday at 3 p.m. for the latest news, interviews on political and social issues, as well as music from different parts of Iran and the region. Check out RadioRava.com for more information, or like us on Facebook. Radio Rava, every Sunday at 3 p.m. on CHUO 89.1 FM in Ottawa.
So let's go back to the Hot Five Jazz Makers and New Orleans Stomp.
That was more music from the Bennett Archives with the Hot Five Jazz Makers. And we're going to continue now with one of Gordon's favorite musicians, and that's clarinetist George Lewis. I went back to an album called Jazz at Vespers, and I thought we'd listen to a track called Sometimes My Burden is Hard to Bear. This is George Lewis on In Transition.
Johnny Maddox and the St. Philip Street Breakdown. To thank so many people who sent good wishes to me on my little setback now, including Randy, who managed to fill in nicely, and I thank him very much, and also to people at the station who sent their kind regards, and all my friends, of course.
More music from the Bennett Archives, and that was Gordon Bennett featuring the music of Johnny Maddox, and it's only a minute and 40 seconds long, but I wanted to play that because I remember it so well. Gordon was recovering from some kind of mystery illness at the time, and I know that he wanted me to feature that. So let's listen to more music now from the Bennett Archives.
The original Dixieland Jazz Band and their great composition, Clarinet Marmalade Blues. And this is from 1918. Thank you. was music from the original Dixieland Jazz Band from 1918 and Clarinet Marmalade Blues.
From time to time, I would sit in for Gordon on his shows if he was unavailable or had a doctor's appointment or some other engagement that he had to take care of. And that last track that we just heard was an example of that. We're going to listen now to the Queen City Jazz Band. This is more from the Bennett Archives.
Here we go with the Queen City Jazz Band, and we're playing the tune that is the theme song of my friend in Sydney, Australia, on his program Mostly Jazz. This is his theme song. So here is That's a Plenty, played by the Queen City Jazz Band. Bob Melky's band again. Play a little thing called the Meilenberg Jaws.
more music taken from the valuable Bennett archives. I have to tell you, these recordings that Gordon made were so good and so insightful. And we just heard Bob Mielke with the Muilenberg Joys. We don't have much time left in the show, but I'm going to try and squeeze in as much as I can. So here's more music from the Bennett archives. This time round, Myth Mole.
Well, now we'll go to Take Two of Beale Street Blues. Bobby Hackett on cornet, Miff Mole trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, and Emmy Casares on baritone, Dick Carey piano, and Mr. Grosso on drums. Here's Take Two of Beale Street Blues. Here's a little tune that goes back a little while in my memory. Somebody that used to work here at the station, Marjorie, used to like this. It's called the Third Street Theme, and it's Jimmy McPartland. send it out to Darlene. I hope you like that. A little thing called Third Street Blues. Benjamin McPartland. And on clarinet, we heard Peanut Succo. Dick Curry took the trombone, piano solo. Terry Glenn on trombone. Bill Crow on bass. Al Casamenti's guitar. And Cliff Lehman was the drummer.
I really hope you enjoyed the show today as we featured some of the music Gordon used to feature on his show at the Jazz Band Ball when he was here at the station. And like I said at the top of the show, every year, the last Sunday in December, I feature as a tribute to Gordon Bennett some of this great trad jazz. I'll be back next week with some more jazz. And don't forget, have a great week, and I'll see you next year. Bye for now.